we're holding on Chof Aleph Omid Beis, three lines from the bottom. We talked about yesterday Rabbi Akiva's opinion in the Mishnah that if a person makes a shvua not to eat something, then even if he eats a kol shvu of it, he would be chayav malchus, that he would be chayav a korban if he did it b'shogeg. And the Chachamim say to Rabbi Akiva, wait a minute, where do you ever find that a person eats a kol shvu that he would be chayav? And Rabbi Akiva answers them, so what? Where do we ever find that somebody speaks and brings a korban? Meaning, in other words, so we learned, Rashi says the point is that he had spoken, he made it also on himself, and therefore, so he had said, I won't eat this. Well, even if it's less than a kazayas, the fact is he did eat it, and therefore we can be mechayev him for less than a kazayas. Unlike in all other Isurim where he didn't create the Isur for himself, Tosfos had learned the point is that because we see that he speaks and creates the Isur, therefore that makes it a stronger Isur, it makes it more chomer, and therefore it can apply to less than a kazayis. So let's analyze that question of theirs to the Chachamim, where they say, Heichan Matsinu, where do we ever find that a person eats a kol shehu that he'd be chayev? So let's go through. We can find several examples on the face of it where there is such a thing. So the Gemara says, V'loi, so you're telling me no? I sure I can find you examples where a person eats a kol shehu and he's chayev. V'arin Nemola, what about, for example, a person eats a single ant? We learned in Makkos, a person eats bugs, then he's chayev for several different isurim. According to Rashi and most Rishonim, it's because however many times the isur is repeated in the Torah, each time constitutes a separate lav and a separate chiyuv malchus. According to the Rambam, it's however many categories the bug fits into, whether, for example, it lives on land or in the water or it flies or all of the above, etc. So in any case, we said there that a person eats an ant, he can be chayev for as many as six chatois, he can be chayev for as many as six malchus, six sets of malchus, and there you have an ant, is much less than a kazayis. So the Gemara says, fine, beria shiny, it's different when a person eats a whole beria, so yeah, that has a certain chashivos of its own. So that would be a case that a person is chayev for eating less than a kazayis, but you don't have outside of that you don't really have that. The Gemara says v'harei hekdesh. What about a person eats hekdesh where something has been donated to hekdesh and he eats some of it and he eats a shava pruta of it, even if that shava pruta, now fine, you need a shear, but there when it comes to hekdesh, the shear is a shava pruta rather than being a kazayis. So even if that shava pruta is smaller than a kazayis, then nevertheless he is still going to be chayev. So again, then you see that less than a kazayis, and the answer is, well, exactly that, habra'in and shava pruta. Fine, so you don't need a kazayis, instead the shear is over there, a shava pruta, but you still need some kind of shear. You still don't say that if it's kol shehu, that if it's a tiny amount, that's neither a shava pruta nor a kazayis, that he should be chayev, a korban b'sherev, a korban, an asham me'ilus b'shogig, and malchus b'mezid, you don't have it. All right, the Gemara says, v'harei mefarish. What about, you see, there's the case where the person explicitly says, I won't eat less than a kazayis, which, as we discussed yesterday, if the person makes a shvua, I won't eat less than a kazayis, and he eats less than a kazayis, he is chayev. Well, the Gemara answers, fine, mefarish and amik to beria dummy. Well, fine, that's the equivalent of a beria. Once he mentioned that point, that he's asking himself to eat even less than a kazayis, then that means that it's called achshavei. It means he gave it a certain importance, and therefore now you can be mechayev him for it. But that doesn't show that in the regular case that we shouldn't say the definition of achila is a kazayis, and the fact is he didn't eat a kazayis. So therefore, the Chachamim's objection to Rabbi Akiva still stands. In other words, All right, the Gemara says v'harei ofer. What about if a person makes a shvua that I won't eat dust? Which we're going to talk about in more detail in the Gemara soon, but in other words, at this point, the Gemara is assuming that since that's something that's not normally edible, then therefore if he eats, he wouldn't need to eat a kazayis of it to be chayev for being over his shvur. He would be chayev for any amount of it that he eats. Well, if you're going to say that, if you're going to say that, and therefore you'd have an example where a person eats less than a kazayas is chayev, Ella, and if you're going to say that not, in fact, he would be chayev only if kazayas, the problem with that is tifshit debori rava. The problem with that is then we would have an easy answer to what Rava asks, which we have the discussion on Amar Beis, exactly that. Shavua shalat oichal, v'ochal offer. If a person makes a shavua that I won't eat, Magor Zabach adds the word that he says that I won't eat dirt. V'ochal offer, and he actually did eat dirt. V'kama, how much would he need to eat to be chayev? So Rava asks the question, and the Gemara deals with it. On Amud Beis. On the one hand, he says Oichal, which implies the Kazayas. On the other hand, dirt is not something normally edible, and therefore, should be chayv on a kol shehu. And the Gemara doesn't bring, and we don't bring over there our Mishnah in this connection. So based on what we're saying, tishut adik kazayas. Apparently, based on what the chachamim say, it sounds like you'd be chayev only if he eats a kazayas, because otherwise, what do you mean? Where do we find somebody who eats less than a kazayas is chayev? Rabbi Akiva would answer them back easily. There you go. For the case where a person makes a neder and ends up eating dirt. So there are different yusoris. When we get to that on other days, we'll talk about there are actually different yusoris among the Rishonim, whether the gusa is, as we have it, that if a person swears that I won't eat, and then he eats dirt, so then we're saying that, so in the end, the Gemara is going to discuss on other days that Rava is going to say that he's potter. There's different girsa that some Rishonim have that, on the contrary, if a person says a shavua that I will eat and he eats dirt, then he's fulfilled his shavua, and therefore he's not chayav for violating it. The Rambam actually passes like both of them, meaning that both are true. If he swears that I won't eat and he eats, and if he swears that he won't, that if he swears that he won't eat and he eats a and then. And he eats and he eats dirt, then he's chayev for that. How much? Whether we're talking about a kazayas or not, the Gemara ends up leaving it teiku on Amud Beis, which would mean therefore that you can't be mechayev him unless he eats a kazayas. And on the other hand, if he makes a shvur that I will eat, and he eats enough dirt, then he is in fact yotze. In any case, the point is that Rava asks the question, we leave it as take one on the days, and we don't bring in our Mishnah as a proof, showing therefore that in our Mishnah, he would in fact, but if you're going to tell me that you Chachamim are saying against Rabbi Akiva that unless he eats a kazayas, he's chayev, because otherwise, where do you have an example where a person eats a small amount and is chayev? Well, there would be the answer. When it comes to dirt, he has to eat at least a kazayas. And the answer is, the Gemara says no, because ki kaminin b'midi debar achila kaminin, because the Chachamim are talking about something which is edible. They're saying, where do we find that a person eats a small amount, less than a kazayas, that he's chayev, they're talking about things that are edible, not dirt. So no proof from that one way or the other. So it could well be that they would hold that a person would in fact be chayev for eating a kol shehu of dirt, but they're asking Rabbi Akiva, when it comes to edible substances, where do we find such a thing? All right, the Gemara says, here's another possibility. Vare koinomus. What about if a person says koinam? So we've talked about before that koinam is an alteration of the word korban. The Gemara mentions in the Dorim different opinions whether koinam is a word for korban in another language or whether it's a term that the Chachamim invented. Whatever the case, they wanted to wean people off saying korban. The classic way of saying a neder and making something osur is saying this should be to me like a korban. But the Gemara points out in the Dorim, people would say korban lashem, and sometimes even people would say lashem korban. And the problem is then they're using Hashem's name in vain, or you might even have, they might say Lashem, and then something happens to them, and now they've said Hashem's name in vain, so the Chum wanted to wean people off saying the word Korban altogether, so they invented a number of different words, like in Kol Nidre, you have Kol Nidre, Ve'esore, Yoshvoi, Vacharame, Ve'koinome, Ve'kinuse. So Koinome is another word for Korban, so you would have, they would get people to say, if a person is going to make a neder, this should be Koinom to me. So now koinam we're saying is because he's comparing it to a korban, what it means is basically he's making the object to be hektish. And we said before that hektish, a person is chayev for even less than a shava pruta, for a shava pruta, even if it's less than a kazayas. So there you see that a person can be chayev for eating less than a kazayas. And the answer is koinam is namikim afarish dami. The answer is Because saying koinam is also like explicitly saying that I won't eat less than a kazayis. When he says this bread is koinam to me, he's not actually mentioning anything about eating. So therefore, say yes, it would mean kol shehu. The Chachamim's question to Rabbi Akiva is, where do we find that a person says about eating that he says that it should be also for me to eat, or any case where anything involving eating, anything that the Torah defines as eating, that it should be chayav less than a kazayas, we don't find, and therefore they say to Rabbi Akiva, you don't have a basis for saying that he should be chayav for less than a kazayas in this case. So there really are no cases that fit the Chacham's criteria where a person is chayav for eating something that's edible and something where he didn't explicitly mention less than a kazayas, and he's chayav, and therefore they argue to Rabbi Akiva that you don't really have a precedent for saying what you're saying, that he should be chayav in the case of a regular shavua for less than a kazayas. All right, so the Gemara continues. Omar Lahen, so Rabbi Akiva answers back. You know what? This case is different. Heichem Latsinu, the Medaber Mevi Korban. Where do you ever find a person speaks, and because of that, he ends up bringing a korban? Shazem Medaber Mevi Korban. Where you have, in this case, his speech can cause him to be chayiv in a korban. So in other words, again, according to Rashi, the vort is that because he spoke, because he asserted it on himself, and therefore now he ate, and he's being mevatel, and he's violating what he said, therefore that is reason enough to be mechayev and a korban, as opposed to things that were also independent of him, like chaylev or bugs or whatever. And according to Tosfos, the vort is that because we see that he has the ability to create an issur with his speech, therefore we see that it's much more chomer, and therefore we should treat it more seriously and be mechayev him even for less than a kazayin. Well, again, now the question is going to be, on Rabbi Akiva, that how can he say that you never find any other example where a person is chayav a korban for speech? Here, by the way, you have. It comes out based on the different approaches of Rashi and Tosfos to Rabbi Akiva's statement in the Mishnah is going to be, according to Rashi, the question is not so much on the toichen of what Rabbi Akiva is saying. The question is rather on his lashon. Why is he using the expression that where do you find medaber or maybe korban when we do have other examples? But the truth is that the truth is the answer would be very simple. In all those cases, he didn't create the issur, or where he did, but it's going to have a special status to it, versus over here. According to Tosfos, that the question is, because the fact that he spoke it makes it more chomer, then the Gemara is going to ask on the actual toichen of what Rabbi Akiva is saying, that you have other cases which are equally chomer, that are brought about by him speaking. So the Gemara says, Veloy, so you're telling me no, Vare Megadif. What about a person who blasphemes Hashem? Now, if he does it b'mezid, as we learned, if there's Eidim Basra, as we learned in Sanhedrin, he's going to be Chayev Skila. But if he does it, and if he does it b'mezid without Eidim Basra, then he's going to be Chayev Karis. Well, the usual rules apply. Anything which is Karis b'mezid is a Chatas b'shoigig, and if he did it b'shoigig, then Rabbi Akiva himself actually holds that he would bring a korban. The Chum actually disagree, but the machloikas is, we've learned in other Gemaras. The question is, when the pasuk says it's Hashem who megadif, that he blasphemed Hashem, and therefore he gets kares, is that actually referring to somebody who curses using the name of Hashem, or whether we're talking about somebody who worships Avodah Zarah? In any case, Rabbi Akiva himself holds that a person brings a korban for it. How it would be b'shoigeg, elsewhere the Orach HaNer explains, let's say, for example, he didn't know that the Isser of Birkas Hashem is specifically on... So let's say, for example, he uses one of the other names of Hashem, thinking that it's also only to use the Shem HaMefurdash for that. In any case, so Rabbi Akiva holds, he brings a korban. So there you go then. You can have a person speaks, and because of that, he brings a korban. For that matter, Tosfos points out, you have Shavuos Ha'edus, which we're going to learn about in the next parak, the case where a person is asked, I know that you know Edus on my behalf. I'm beswearing you to come and base in and testify about it. And the other guy says, I don't know what you're talking about. And later on, he has to bring a korban for that. But there, it's a korban over the yodid. Here we see with Megadif, according to Rabbi Akiva, that he's actually bringing even a regular chatas. And the answer is medaber v'osur come in. And fine, what Rabbi Akiva means is where he's speaking and causing something to be osur. Megadif is a very serious thing, but he's not asking anything with it. Behind medaber v'choter, who here the megadif is his speech is causing, he's doing an avera, but you can't say that he's asking anything with it. All right, the Gemara says, Vani Nozir. What about a Nozir? He speaks and says, I will be a Nozir, and that creates an Isser on him, and the result is eventually he has to bring a Korban. So the answer is fine. Maybe Dibura, maybe Korbanon al Dibura Tamrinan. What we mean is, where is there a case where he says something, and because of his speech is why he has to bring a Korban? Behind, maybe Korban, Lishdiria Lechamra, who become Icy. When it comes to the Nozir, the fact that he's bringing Korbanos is really only just in order to finish his Naziros so he can drink wine again. Yeah, actually, nowadays, for example, if a person were to become a Nozir nowadays, since we have no Korbanos, then he has to stay a Nozir for the rest of his life or until Mashiach comes, whichever is first. But the whole purpose of the Korbanos of a Nozir is not so much. In other words, we're not saying you spoke and therefore you did something wrong and therefore you have to bring a Korban and therefore you created an Isser. And because of that, you have to bring a Korban. It's, listen, you're a Nozir. That means you can't drink wine or eat grape products. If you ever want to be able to do that again, you have to finish your Naziros and bring your Korbanos. There are other Gemaras where you have, the Gemara mentions in a number of places in Shas, the opinion of Rabbi Elazar HaKapler, who says that the very fact that a person says I'm a Nozir makes him a choite, makes him a sinner, because he shouldn't do that. He should find other ways to control his taivus. And we say if he becomes tomei, then it's even worse, because now he's extending the time that he's also in wine. And in a case, it comes out that the Rashba says it comes out from this. Rabbi Akiva evidently disagrees with Rabbi Elazar HaKapler, so therefore he can say that the Korban is not because he did something wrong. The Korban is because if he ever wants to drink wine again, then he's going to have to do that. Another possibility that the Rashba himself says elsewhere, even Rabbi Elazar HaKapler is not saying that, listen, you know, the fact is making a neder not to drink wine itself is not a reason to trigger a Korban. Mainly it's like Rabbi is saying over here to allow him to drink wine. Okay, in any case, the point is, so that's not the kind of thing Rabbi Akiva is addressing over here. We're talking about, where do we find, says Rabbi Akiva, that a person says something, and because of the Isser he created, therefore, when he violates that Isser, he has to bring a Korban, you don't really find. Another example, and therefore the Nozir doesn't contradict that, because the purpose of the Korbanos is more just in order to allow him to drink wine in the future. Fine. What about Varei Hektish? What about that a hektish? What about a person makes something hektish and he says this will be hektish, and now if he goes and then uses it mistakenly, then he's going to bring a korban for that, and a sham me'ilos. The answer is fine. Rabbi Akiva means oisa la'atzma kaimin, and we mean when he makes something also only to himself. Behind oisa kol olam kula, who when a person makes something hektish, he's making it also on the whole world. So that wouldn't be fine. Rabbi Akiva says, I can understand if you're asking something on the whole world that you can be chayiv for less than a kazayis, for a shava pruta, like we said before. But listen, you anyway don't have any other precedent for that a person should make something also only to himself, and he would be chayiv for less than a kazayis. And the fact is that, so therefore we can say that this case is unique, whether because he's violating his own word or because the fact that he made the isser on himself makes it more stringent. So, actually, Tosfos wonders anyway that, why don't we say that the difference is that with Hektish, with a Shavua, we're saying that he can conceivably bring a Korban even without doing a Maiseh. He can make a Shavua that I will eat, and he doesn't end up eating, and the result is he's high of a Korban for that, as opposed to with Hektish, he has to actually do something. So Tosfos wonders about that, why the Gemara can't give that answer, instead of pointing out that the difference between a Hektish and a Shavua is that Hektish is on everyone, and a Shavua is only on himself. All right, the Gemara says, Hare Koinomus. What about, again, the case where a person says, this loaf of bread will be Koinom to me, where there it's only also to himself, and the fact, and if he eats it, the Gemara is assuming at this point that also, because since Koinom means a lotion of Korban, the Gemara is assuming at this point that it would be, that it would have the status of Hektish. So therefore, in other words, when he eats it, he's being over on Hektish, and there it's an Issu only to himself, and you see that he's chayev only for a shavah pruta. So the answer is kastavar ein me'ila b'koinamos. The answer is fine. Rabbi Akiva is going to hold that no, me'ila does not apply to the concept of koinam. In other words, it's true that by saying this bread is koinam to me means that he's making it to himself as if it was a korban, but that equation doesn't go so far as to say that if now he eats it or otherwise uses it, that he should actually be chayev a that he should be chayev a korban. So we don't find that. Rabbi Akiva holds that that's not so. It's not actually hekdesh, and therefore no, he wouldn't be chayev a korban for using it. So there are there's discussion among Rishonim about there may be a difference how he declared the thing koinam. We talked about yesterday the idea that the way to make something osur with a neder is that you compare it to something which is nodder, something which you're capable of making osur by a neder. So, for example, you say it's like a korban, and a korban itself comes with neder and a dava, and therefore you're able to compare something else to it and make it osur. So here, when we talk about over here, that koinam, Rabbi Akiva would say, the concept of me'ila doesn't apply to it, and the Chachamim disagree, so it may depend exactly how he formulated the neder. Whether he just said it's also by neder without being machvis, without being compared to something else, or whether that would apply only whether there's a difference between that, or whether he's machvis it by neder. There's a point in that as well that So fine. I mean, we're gonna go on to point out more about this matter of koinam a little further, and we'll talk a little more about it. Okay, in any case, the point is, the Gemara is saying, fine, within the criteria that Rabbi Akiva is using, where you want something that he's assuring something for himself, and afterwards he brings a korban purely because of being over the Isser, you don't have any other example of that outside this, and therefore you can say that this is unique because he violated his word or because that makes it more chomer. The Gemara says, Omar Rava. Now, in this connection, when we're saying that if he eats less than a kezias, Rabbi Akiva is going to be mechayev him a korban, and the Chachamim are not, Omar Rava machloikus b'stam. So Rava says that the machloikus is where he just says, stam, I won't eat, and now he ate less than a kezias. Avo b'mefarish, but as we've said before, if he says explicitly, I won't eat, even a kol shehu, divrei hakol b'kol shehu, then everybody, even the chachamim, would agree that he's chayev for a kol shehu. My time, b'mefarish nami, can bury your dummy, because like we said at the bottom of the previous Amud, when he says b'feirish, that I won't eat, even less than a kezias, then that's the equivalent of a barrier. The same way we said, a person eats one ant, or whatever, then he's chayev alone for that. We learned actually in Makkos as well, we had a Machlokas Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, whether the concept of a barrier applies to things that were never alive in the first place. For example, a person eats one grain of wheat of Tevel, would he be Chayiv Malkus for it? Reb Shimon had said yes, the Chachamim say no. So the concept of the barrier can conceivably apply to such things as well. But in any case, for example, we said a person eats one ant, then he's chayav multiple malchus for it, and the same way because a barrier is considered something important, and the same way over here when he says explicitly, I won't eat less than a kezias, then he's chayav, according to everyone, for eating less than that kezias. So mefarash nami, can bury a dummy to save a fedush. I won't eat this is considered like a barrier. Achronim talk about a point actually when he says I won't eat, that alone applies the word eat implies a kezias. So therefore, on the other hand, he's saying I won't eat kol shehu. So it's almost like a self contradictory statement. And therefore, that's the only way to reconcile that is by saying that whatever amount becomes like a barrier, and therefore he becomes chayav for it. Okay. V'omar Rava, further, Rava says, here's another point as well. Machloikus b'shaloi oichal. Also, the machloikus is where he says, I won't eat. So he uses the lashon achila, and achila usually implies a kezias. Avo shaloi etoim, but if he says that I won't taste, divrei hakol b'chol shehu, then also everybody agrees that he's chayev for even a kol shehu. So the Gemara says, pshita, isn't that obvious? Why would the Chum disagree? When he says achila, then fine, the definition of achila is a kezias. But why should we think that te'ima should be a kezias? And the answer is mau detema, because otherwise, without Rava telling us, you might have thought, litim nami, kedamri inchi, you know what, sometimes people say, let's taste something, and they mean, let's actually have a meal. So that meaning, in other words, a kazayis or more. So therefore, see, you can argue that te'ima also means a kazayis or more, kamash malon, and therefore Rava needs to tell us that not. The fact is that the word te'ima, the tasting, can also mean a small amount. So therefore he can be chayev. The Ritva brings up a point, actually. You know, by nedarim, we say holoch acha loshem ne'adam. By nedarim, when you want to determine what the meaning is of a certain word that he used, or a certain phrase, or when he makes such and such osur on him, how do we define what's within the boundaries of that and what's not? We go according to loshem ne'adam. Well, over here, Lashon Bnei Adam is that people use Te'ima for any amount. So why is the Gemara even thinking that it should conceivably mean only a Kazayis? And he says, so that's the point. In other words, when people say Nito, and when people say let's taste, usually they mean a Kol Shehu. So therefore, yes, sometimes they can mean a larger amount, but primarily they mean a small amount. And then the Ritual goes and gives a couple of other answers as well. One thing is, when you say to somebody else, let's taste something, is an example of like you have in Pirkei Avos. So a person will tell somebody else, let's taste something a little bit, and meanwhile he's inviting him to a full meal. So that doesn't show that ordinary. Ordinarily, tasting, outside of that, tasting conceivably would usually mean a very small amount. And then if we were talking about when it's one person saying to another versus when he says to himself. So for all those reasons that Ritva says, we can say that even though, yes, in Loshem Ne'adam, tasting does usually mean a small amount, but there might be reason to also say that we should pay attention to the fact that sometimes it can mean a kazayas and more, and therefore Rava says that no, that's not the primary thing. Primarily it means a small amount, and therefore you can hold him to that and be mechayev and makorban even if he only ate that small amount. Okay. Omer Rav Papa. So now Rav Papa says another point, another area in which Rav Akiva and the Chachamim will agree. Machloikas b'shivus. The machloikas of Rav Akiva and the Chachamim about when he says, I won't eat, without mentioning kol shehu, and he eats less than a kazayis, is he chayev a korban or not? So far we said if he says kol shehu, then he's chayev regardless. If he says shaloi etoim, then he's chayev for any amount. Now Rav Papa says here's another example where they would both agree machlokas b'shavuos. The machlokas between Rav Akiva and the Chachamim is strictly when he says a shavua. Avo b'koinamus. But again, if he had said koinam, if he had said this bread is koinam to me, like we talked about before, divrei hakol b'chol shehu, then everybody would agree that he's chayev even if he eats a kol shehu of it. Now, Tosfos wonders, by the way, why that is. We said before, by Hechdish, you need at least a Shavah Pruta, so why should it be that by Koinam, you should be Chayev, even a Kol Shehu, even if it's less than a Kazayis? Tosfos gives that question, and then various Rishonim and Acharonim give different answers of it. One that Rosh gives a very basic answer. Yeah, Koinam, we're saying, is essentially a type of Hekdesh, but like we said before, Koinam is different than Hekdesh. Hekdesh is also to everybody. Koinam is also only to him. We said before, according to Rabbi Akiva, Koinam, Me'ila doesn't apply to Koinam, it applies to Hekdesh, so the amount is not going to be derived from Hekdesh. We're not going to say that he's going to be chayev only if he eats a shavah pruta on it. The Ramban and the Rashba discussed that there's a difference between b'shoigig and bring a korban on it versus the mezid. When he does b'shoigig, taka would have to be worth only a pruta, but Rav Papa is actually talking about a person who does it b'mezid and is chayev malchus on it. So then we can say that he's chayev malchus even for a kol shehu. So the Papa is saying, by koinomus, divrei hakol kol shehu. My timer, why is that? Koinomus nami, because also by koinom. Kivin delei matro shmo da achila, since by a koinom he's not using the word achila, that I won't eat such and such, he's just saying this is koinom to me. Kivin mefarish nami, so therefore saying that this is koinom to me is the equivalent of saying that I won't eat less than a kazayis, and therefore that's reason enough to be mechayim for it. So therefore he can be chayev even by less than a kazayis. Again, maybe even by less than a shavah pruta, like we said, for the various reasons, because the concept of a shavah pruta wouldn't necessarily apply over here, whether because we're talking about b'mezid or whether the fact is that a koinam is different in many ways than hekdesh, even though it's kind of derived from the concept of hekdesh. So fine, the Gemara says Maisvi. Now I have a contradiction on Rapapa's point. A Braisa says Shnei Koinomus Mitzarfin. If there were two different koinums, that would come. So for example, two loaves of bread. He says on the first one, this is koinum to me. He says the second one, this is koinum to me. So now if he eats a half a kazayas of one and half a kazayas of the other, for example, then he's going to be chayav. Mitzarfin, they do combine together. Shnei shvuas ain't mitzarfus. The two shvuas would not combine together. So if he had said a shvua that I won't eat this loaf of bread, and a shvua that I won't eat that loaf of bread, and eats a half kazayas of each one, then he wouldn't be chayav. Again, according to the Chachamim, of course, that was saying that he's chayav only for a kazayas for a shvua. Rameo says, no, koinomos kishvuas, koinomos are just like shvuas, they don't combine together. You'd need an individual kazayas of each one. Now, we sakudaita chayev b'chol shahu, lama l'itzarif. If you, the papa, are telling me that by a koinam, he's chayev for even a kol shahu, then why are we talking about siruf anyway? Why are we talking about whether you can combine together a koinam or not? And we're saying the two of them do combine. What do you need to combine them? According to the papa, anytime he says, this bread is koinam to me, then he's chayev for eating less than a kazayas of it. So the answer is, Achilu Mizua like Koinam. The answer could be that he's not saying that the bread is Koinam to me, and that's the case where a Papa had said that he'd be Chayev for Kol Shehu. Rather, he's saying the eating of this bread would be Koinam to me. And he says individually for each one, so now already he's using the word eating, and therefore we'd be back to the idea that you need a Kazayas for each one. But the Gemara says Yehochi Amayim Mitzarfus. Well, then why would they combine? Soif. After all, Zil Lahocha Lekashiura, Zil Lahocha Lekashiura. Then in that case, you don't have a full shiur from each one. And according to the Chachamim, you need a full kazayas to be chayev. And each one, he said individually, the eating of it would be koinam to me. And therefore, how's that going to work? So the Gemara says, fine. Da'ama achilim shtein olai koinam. Fine. Let's say he says that the eating from both of them would be koinam to me. That could mean, in other words, that so he says the eating of both of them, or he says the eating of this and of this would be koinam to me. So now the two of them are together under one umbrella, and therefore they can combine together. But you still have, he used the word achila, and therefore you need kazayas. Fine, like I'm going to ask the Kavasa, that you got the Shavuos. Fine, if you're going to say that, then that means you have to find the parallel by Shavuos, because after all, the Braisa is contrasting Koinam and Shavuos. So we have to say that the scenario is similar, just that in one of them you have, just that in one of them it's Mitzadaf and the other not. So if you're going to tell me by Koinamus, it means that he said one Koinam that covers both of them, then by Shavuos. Dama Shavuos Shala Urcha Mishdehen, where he says a Shavuos I won't eat by both of them. Well, Amaya Mitzadaf. Well, then why wouldn't they combine? The fact is that he said one Shavuos that covers both of them. So how does this work? How are we saying that, given that the Braisa is saying that koinomos are mitzaref, that implies that you need a kazayas for them, and we can construct a case where they would combine together, but according to the Papa, that shouldn't be necessary, because according to him, even according to the Chachamim, a person is chayev on a koinom for eating less than a kazayas. So the answer is Omer Pinchas Shiny Shavuos. So the Papa says, Pinchas says, you know, there is a difference between Shavuos and Nedarim. Between Shavuos and Koinomos. And the difference is, Mitoch Shachalukas Lachatois, Ein Mitzarfus. Because when it comes to Shavuos, there is a difference, they are separate as far as Chatos. Meaning this that we're talking about, the Korban Oz B'Yodim, that a person says, that a person has to bring for violating his Shavua. If he were to eat, if he were to say a Shavua that I won't eat from this loaf of bread and from this one, and then he eats a Kazayas individually from each one, even though it's Behel HaMechad, he's going to be Chai of two Chatois, two Korbanos Oz B'Yodim. Rashi brings that we have further on Omer Beis. We have a Mishnah that describes, for example, a person says a shavur that I won't eat wheat bread or barley bread or spelt bread. Now, if he eats them, because he mentioned them individually, he's chayev for each one. So the same way, when he says I won't eat from this bread and I won't eat from that bread, so each one is considered like two shavuos, even though he only said one time that I won't eat. But nevertheless, it's still considered as though it was separate shavuos. So now, if he eats the so now, even though he doesn't eat a full kazayas from each one, if he eats only a part of a kazayas from each one, they're not going to be mitzadif, and therefore we're saying that's why the Braisa says shtei shavuos ein mitzadifus. You're not going to combine together because each one, having mentioned it, each one individually in a shavuah. And each one now is considered an entity of its own, and therefore they won't combine together. Whereas by Konam, you don't have that. By Konam, they're all, by Konam, Rashi points out, given that we said before that Konam is a species of Hektish, fine, we said before that Akiva holds in Me'ilah B'Konamus, but that's not necessarily so according to the Chachamim. So Me'ilah may well apply to a Konam. A person says, this bread is Konam to me, now it'll be considered Hektish to him, and if he uses it, he's Chayav from Me'ilah. Well, very well then. The fact is, Rashi says, Me'ilah does combine together Lizman Meruba. That if you have, that if a person were to do Me'ilah of only half a Peruta, and a later time he does a Me'ilah on another half a Peruta, it will combine together, and he will now be Chai of the Korban for having done a full Peruta of Me'ilah. So therefore, we can well say that two Karnamas combine together in the same way that Me'ilahs combine together over time, whereas two Shavuos don't combine together in the sense because each one has its own Korban. If he were to eat a full Kazayas from each one, he'd be Chai of two Chatoras, two Korbanos over the Yared, and therefore they don't combine together. Rashi goes on to point out the same thing also as far as Malkus. There would be a difference whether there was one Hasra or two Hasras, whether he's getting one Malkus or two. In any case, that's according to Rashi. Tosfos doesn't like that explanation, because when it comes to Me'ilah, yeah, you can say that it combines together the Chumra, so you have, he had Hana from a half a Prutah, and later on he had another half a Prutah's Hana, much later on, so it's considered as though he had the Hana all at once. How does that show by Koinomus that it was all Behelam Echad, he should be Chayev as if it was one Me'ilah? There you have a special thing by Me'ilah that should apply. Not necessarily would that apply over here to Koinom, where he ate a half a Kazayas of one and a half a Kazayas of the other. So Tosfos says, listen, the reason is because, When it comes to a shavua, then either the pasuk says la'achas me'ilah, he's chayav for any one of these. So by me'ilah you don't have that. So therefore that's a reason alone to say that shavuos are not combining and koinomos are. So therefore in any case, so that's the answer. So the papa can say by koinom you do in fact need a kazayas, but we're saying that you do need a kazayas. You don't need a kazayas to be chayev. Rapapa is saying that by koinam, the person is chayev, even if he ate less than a kazayas, even according to the chachamim. But on the other hand, we can talk about a case where they combine together. Namely, where to begin with, he had said a koinam that would cover both of them. So if he says a shvur that would cover both of them, then nevertheless he's chayev individually in korban for each shvur. Whereas by koinam you don't have that; it all combines together. Well, the Gemara says yihochi. Well, if that's how you're going to explain, then when the Braisa had said Rameo omer koinamus kishvurus, when Rameo had said koinam is like a shvur, meaning in other words, we said that two shavuos don't combine, and if he eats a half kazayas of one and a half kazayas of the other, then he's not chayev. And Rameyer was saying the same thing, like Ponomus, it wouldn't combine. Well then, the Shlemish Shavuos, well then why would that be? What would be Rameyer's logic? Fine, when it comes to Shavuos, we understand. Because they're different as far as Chatoris, as we just said that if a person were to say a Shavuot that I won't eat this and this, this or this, whatever, then he's chayv a shavua, he's chayv for a korban shavua individually for each one, like we said about wheat bread versus barley bread. Ela koinomus amayloi. Why would Rameyer say that by koinomus it should be? Why would Rameyer say koinomus should be the same kind of thing? Taka. And there's no logic to say that by koinomus it shouldn't combine together, and yet Rameyer is saying that not. So the Gemara says, fine, Epoch. You have to flip around the, what Rameyer says. Rameyer says, Shavuos k'Koinomos. The other way around. Rameyer is saying that Shavuos are like Koinomos, meaning, in other words, that, meaning, in other words, the same way as by a Koinom, they will combine together. Koinomos Mitzvahs, as the Tanakhama had said, Rameyer would say by Shavuos also they combine together, and therefore, that if he were to say, a Shavuos that I won't eat this bread or that bread, and he eats, and he eats a half shear from one and a half shear from the other one, they would in fact combine together, and now he's chayav a korban for his shavua. Which would mean, meaning that Rameyer does not agree with Pinchas's point that since we see that by shavuos, the chalukas, the hataris, that if he says a shavua that I won't eat wheat bread and barley bread, he's chayav for each one individually. The same way we can say a chatzi shear of one and a chatzi shear of the other don't combine, Rameyer doesn't have to hold of that. He can hold that nevertheless they combine and he's chayav. Okay. Ravina Omar. Ravina gives a different answer to Fa'en. So therefore, so in other words, so it doesn't contradict Rav Papa's point, because the Braisa is saying therefore that Koinomos are combining together, meaning in the case where he said that I won't eat that this is Koinom and that is Koinom and that they combine together. So then we can talk about Mitzvah if you need them to combine together to, and he said Achila Mizua like Koinom. He used the word Achila, which therefore requires a Kazayas, and we can talk about whether they combine or not. Rav Papa was talking about, we never used the word Achila. He just said this is Koinom to me, and therefore we can be chayav for less than a Kazayas. Ravina gives a different answer to Fran for Rapapa. Kika Omar Rapapa in Malchus. You know when Rapapa is talking about as far as Malchus, Kitanya Hahi, but that Braisa that we just quoted, Le'inin Korban, is talking about a Korban to be in Shavu Pruta, where from Me'ila, to be Chayav a Korban from Me'ila, he needs a Shavu Pruta. So now, if you were to say two a koinam on two loaves of bread, we can say it counts. They count together, and you have the full shavu prutah, and therefore he's chayav, because like we said, me'ila can combine together even after a long time. But before, the Papa was talking about to be chayav malchus for being over on his koinam, and that the Papa is saying you can be chayav malchus for even less than a kazayis, even according to the chachamim. within Ravina's answer itself, Tosfos points out you still have to say that the Chachamim are saying like Rav Pinchas that there's a difference between Koinomos and Shavuos in terms of them combining, because Shavuos has a special status because each one would be a korban of its own, all Ravina is saying is, you're telling me, according to the first answer, that we have to flip around what Rameyer says. I'm saying you don't have to flip it around. Rameyer is really only saying, according to the Chachamim, he himself would hold differently, but he's saying, as the Gemara is going to go on to say, according to you, the Chachamim, why are you drawing a distinction between Koinomos and Shavuos when there shouldn't be a logical basis for that distinction, and therefore we don't have to flip around what he says. So there's further discussion about that point. Marshall has a long discussion over here about that point, about that point of Tosfos, about what the flow of the Gemara is, whether we still need Pinchas's opinion or not, and what are the exact differences between the Dorim, between Koinomos and Shavuos. That still allows Rapapa's explanation to stand that by a koinam a person would be chayav even for kolshu unless he used the lashon of achila and then it means kazais. So the Gemara says lememra disavri rabbanon yesh me'ila b'koinamos. Does this imply that the chachamim hold that there would be me'ila by a koinam? Before we said Rabbi Akiva holds there's not, but. It sounds like according to the Chachamim, when a person says this bread is koinam to me, and he goes and eats it or otherwise uses it, that he would actually be chayav for me'ila. Is that in fact so? V'hatanya, what we learn in the Braisa, tikkur zu hektish. If a person says this bread is hektish, which means that it's hektish to everybody, it becomes also to everybody. The ochlo ben hu ben chaveri, whether he or somebody else eats it moal, then he's kamin meila. Lefichach yesh lepidyon. Now, because it's also to everybody,
Therefore, it's able to be redeemed. The Kedusha of it is strong enough that now you can transfer the Kedusha of it to money, and now, or some other object, or to money, or to some other object, and now that other thing becomes hektish, and this one goes and becomes chole.
Only because
it has a strong enough degree of hektish that now you can do that. On the other hand, tikozu alai hektish, but if he says this bread is hektish only to me, which is the equivalent of a koinam, and then he eats it, then only if he eats it, only he's committed, me'ilah the other person not, because it was a koinam only on him, and therefore it's not also to the other person. Therefore, there's no way of being poideh, because you don't have a concept of pidyon when it comes to isurim. You have a concept of pidyon when it comes to hektish, and here it's not, not a matter of he was just an Isur Hana, and therefore you can't be party to that. Give it a mayor. That's what a mayor says. No, either way, neither one of them is committed me'ila. Even in the case where he says that this bread is hektish, or when he says that's hektish only to me, either way, the chum say that me'ila doesn't apply. Because the concept of me'ila doesn't apply to a koinam. So if he says this bread is hektish, in other words, in the sense that I'm actually giving it to hektish, then yeah. It becomes then the regular dinim me'ila apply. But here we're saying it's hektish in the sense that he says it's also to everyone, or it's also only to me. Either way, the chum say that it's not there's no me'ila.
So he's using the word hektish.
So he's using the word hektish, but he means, in other words, in a sense of me'ila. Yeah, he's saying it's hektish to me versus it's hektish to the whole world. Let's say.
That's why he's giving it to Hektish.
So he's not actually giving it to Hektish, right. That Tosfos discusses that point, that there can be a difference whether he says it is Hektish or it's like Hektish, etc. So we see the Chacham hold that there is no Me'ila by Koinam, whereas according to what we were just saying before, it sounds like the Chacham say that there is. And therefore, Ravina is saying that when it comes to Me'ila, then you need a Shava Pruta, and therefore we can talk about Koinamus combining together. But for instance, the Chachamim combining together for what? It's not considered Me'ila. So the Gemara is, again, the Gemara has to say epoch. We have to flip around the opinion. We have to flip around what the Chum say and say echad zeh. We flip around the opinions before we flipped around what the mayor himself was saying, whether we say nedorim are like shavuos or shavuos are like nedorim. Now the epoch is the more usual kind that we have in Shas, where we're flipping around the holders of the different opinions. Who said what? So now we're going to say the other way around. Echad zeh ve'echad zeh loymal. According to the mayor, neither one is committing me'ila. Lefisha ain me'ila b'koinamus, because me'ila does not apply to a koinam. Give it a mayor, and that would be like a mayor. And we said on Amud Aleph, Rabbi Akiva would hold the same way. V'chamim humal v'chavei loymal. The chum would say that me'ila does apply to it. But only to him, because he made it only also to himself, and therefore me'ila would apply to it. The Gemara says yichochi. Well, in that case, then with the earlier braisa that we had, when the mayor says a koinam is like a shavua, and he says, in other words, the same way as by a shavua, the two half kazaisim don't combine together, because we said if it had been a separate kazais from each one, he would be chayiv a separate korban for each one, and the same way, then the two half kazaisim don't combine together, and the mayor had said koinamus are like shavuas, Ella. So what does that imply? What are we getting from what the mayor is saying? Konomus itzrufi hudlam itzkarfi homi'ila ispuhu. Does that imply that a mayor would say they don't combine together, but if you have an individual shava pruta from each one of them, then it's enough to trigger the dinim of me'ila? The ha'amar of mayor, you're just saying that based on flipping around the things in the braisa, that a mayor says, ein me'ila b'koinamus klal, that he's saying there's no me'ila in koinam at all. So how can you flip around the braisa and say that mayor holds there's no me'ila by koinamus? Then what's his point of saying me'ila, then what's his point of saying that koinamus are like shavuos? And the answer is the Dibrei and Rabbanan Kamalahu. The answer is in the earlier Braita, Rav Meir would be saying according to the Chachamim, Lidi di ein me'ila b'koinamus klal. He would be saying, as far as I'm concerned, there's no me'ila b'koinamus at all, so therefore it's meaningless to talk about whether they combine together as far as a korban of me'ila. Lidi t'chu, but according to you, Odu lemias, the koinamus k'shavuos, at least you should agree that koinamus should be similar to shavuos, and just like by a shavuos, chayv a korban individually for each one, and then the same thing by, and therefore the two half kazaisin can't combine, so it should be by shavuos as well. So it should be by koinamus as well. V'rabbanan, where's the Chum answer back? Shavuos ikad Rav Pinchas. Because the difference is, when it comes to Shavuos, you have Rav Pinchas' point that since if you ate a full kezias of the wheat bread and a full kezias of the barley bread, he'd be chayav two korbanos. Therefore, if he eats a half kezias of one and a half kezias of the other, they can't combine. Karnamas, like a did a Pinchas, but by Karnamas, that point doesn't apply because you don't have separate karbanas for each one, and in fact, Me'ila, as we said before, can combine together with Zman Meruba over a long period of time, and therefore we have reason to say that Karnamas could combine. So we don't accept your logic, the mayor, that Karnamas should be similar to Shavuos, because in fact there's a big difference between them in terms of whether they combine together or whether they have separate chatoris for them or not. Where Me'ilah, again, a person were to do various acts of Me'ilah, all Behelam Echad, over a long period of time, he's only bringing at the end one carbon, whereas by Shavuos we're saying it's not like that. Okay. Getting back to, so now we mentioned before in the Gemara the case where a person makes a shavua to not eat, and he ate dirt. So now let's talk about that, and we'll talk about several other examples where a person makes a neder not to eat, what's included in it and what's not. So the first one, Omar Rava, shavua shalo ochal. Okay, so the bottom line of the previous point, of the previous part anyway, is that, again, so we have several different cases where even though Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim are disagreeing in our Mishnah about he eats less than a kazayas, he's chayev for being over on his shvur, so we said there are several exceptions where even the Chachamim agree that he would be. One of them is Mefarish, where he says explicitly, I won't eat any amount. Another one is where he says, Shaloi Etter, and then I won't combine, that I won't taste. And the third one is Rav Papa saying that there's a difference between Shavua and Koinam. By a Koinam, it doesn't matter. Any amount that he eats is going to be mechayiv him for violating his Koinam. So Amar Rava, Shavua Shalit Ochal, if a person said a Shavua that I won't eat, the Ochal offer, and he eats dirt, Potter, so then he's Potter because Shalit Ochal implies that he's not going to eat things that are edible. So we talked about there is a different girsa that somebody shown him have, which is the other way around. If he says a shvur that I will eat, and he eats dirt, then he is yotze's shvur. We can't now say that he violated his shvur, because the fact is he did eat something. Like we said before, the Rambam brings both of them as halacha. The Noisa Kalem on the Rambam deal with on the face of it, these two things seem to be contradictory. If you're saying that, the Lacham Mishnah deals with that actually on the Rambam. In other words, the question is basically, so if you're going to tell me that dirt is not considered something edible, and therefore if he says I won't eat, and he eats dirt, then he's potter, then how can we say the other way around, that if he says I won't, that if he says I will eat, and he eats dirt, then he's yotze, that's contradictory. So the Lacham Mishnah on the Rambam talks about over there because you have a concept of achshavei. Again, you can have that. You can have something which objectively is not considered important, but the person makes it important to himself. This concept is called achshavei. So therefore, you can be chayav for it. Achshavei means he made it choshuv. He made it important. Oh. So therefore, so in other words, normally we would say eating dirt is not considered dirt. But now when he goes and davka eats it, when he said a shvur that I will eat, and then he eats dirt, then it shows that achshavei. Then it shows that he made it important. On the other hand, if he says that I won't eat, and then he eats dirt, just the opposite. It shows that it's not achshavei. It shows he doesn't consider eating dirt to be considered eating. The Lacham Mishnah, in fact, says, you know, you have a chazaka, but Stama Yid is not a Rosha, so we're not going to assume that he's deliberately violating the shvur. Just the opposite, we would say that it shows that he thinks to himself that eating dirt is not considered eating, and therefore that he's not violating the shvur. And then the Ran also talks about, yeah, there's a difference between a person swears that he will eat and he won't eat. So one is referring to, so a person doesn't have to make a shavuot, he won't eat inedible things, he wasn't going to eat them anyway. But if a person swears that he will eat, then he wants to not be over on a false shavuot, and therefore he'll even do something which is not normal, such as eating dirt, in order to be yotze. So boy Rava. So now Rava asks, Shavua shall ochel offer b'kama. What about if he says a specific shavua that I won't eat dirt? How much dirt would he have to eat in order to be chayev? Kiven de'omer shalai ochel. Now on the one hand he says that I won't eat, therefore and eating we've been saying all this time is a kazayas. Daite a kazayas, then we should assume that he doesn't mean less than a kazayas. According to the chacham, of course, according to the Akiva, it wouldn't matter, but according to the chacham, which the halacha is like them, then it would mean at least a kazayas. On the other hand, maybe not. The fact is, dirt is not something people normally eat. So therefore, so we wouldn't use the amount of achila. We would say any amount would be enough for the mechayev him. So we can't be sure. So the result would be, if he eats less than a kazayas, we can't be mechayev him. Malkus b'mezid or korban b'shoyge, because he can't be mechayev a person for those things for those things based on a suffix.
If he did eat the dirt, It's even though something you don't eat, he's still giving me a chayiv.
So that's what we're saying. If he said that, because he made a specific, if he said a general shavur that I won't eat, then we can talk about eating dirt is not included. But if he said a specific shavur that I won't eat dirt, so now we have to hold him to his word. The question is whether the chiyuv is triggered by eating only a kazayas, or whether since dirt is anyway inedible, maybe he's chayiv if he eats even less than a kazayas. So now another case. Boyerova, shvur shel eichol chavetzan mekama. What about a nozer? We know that a nozer is not allowed to eat any grape product. This one is not actually by a nozer. The nozer is going to be the next one. This is a regular person makes a shvur that he won't eat grape seeds. Shvur shel eichol chavetzan. A shvur that I won't eat grape seeds. Mekama, how much is needed for him to be chayav? Given to misachalai de tarovas. Now, unlike dirt, which you can't eat at all, grape seeds you could eat, but only when they're mixed in with something else. Yeah, you eat the entire grape, seeds and all. Sometimes people will do that. So it can be considered something that's edible, daite akazayas. So therefore, he has in mind that when he's going to eat the grape seeds by themselves, that he'd be chayav only if he's going to eat a kazayas. Or joma, kivin le da'ene, achle le'inshi. Or maybe people don't eat grape seeds all by themselves, daite amashu, who then he means to ask for himself even in a mashu. And again, the answer is teku. Okay. Boy Rav Ashi, so now Rav Ashi says within that, let's talk about, you can have a person makes a neder on grape seeds, you can have a shvur rather, on grape seeds, you can have where grape seeds would otherwise have been mutter to him, versus a nozer, where they're not. So, nozer shom a shvur shla echol chavetz and mekama. What about a nozer who says a shvur that I won't eat grape seeds? How much does he need to eat to be chayav? The kibin to kazayas is sura daraisahu. Now by a nozer, only if he eats a kazayas is he over on the isur daraisa. Now, if he eats less than a kazayas, you have, it's called chatzi shir osim anatorda, and there's machloikas, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Well, there's machloikas, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, whether chatzi shir is osim anatorda. Everybody agrees, outside of, we learned before, the Tanner of Shimon holds that a person is chayiv malchus for even less than a kazayas, but, the Chum disagree, but in any case, then if he eats less than the shir, is it actually osim anatorda? Rabbi Yechon holds yes, Rish Lakish holds no. Anyway, so when it comes to a kazayis, there is an isur daraisa of a nozer. So now, when he's swearing that he won't eat grape seeds, you could say, so on the face of it, in other words, the problem is, it's what's called mushba v'omim mehaus sinai. We already learned before that when a person swears on something for which he's anyway also min haTorah, then that shvur is ineffective because he's already be sworn from haus sinai not to do that, and one shvur cannot be chal on top of another. So now, therefore, so since only a kazayas would be an isur daraisa, and he was saying that I'm swearing that I won't eat grape seeds at all, so you could argue ki kamishtaba, hatero kamishtaba, so you could argue what he's swearing on is something which otherwise would have been mutter, v'dayte amashu, and therefore that means that he means to include even a mashu. On the other hand, again, the fact is he did use the word shaloi oichal, and oichal means a kazayas, so therefore daite a kazayas, so maybe therefore he means specifically a kazayas and no less than that. Tosfos, by the way, points out that first of all, Rav Ashi's question didn't have to be presented dafka about grape seeds. We could have asked the same question. Let's say a person makes a shavur that I won't eat less than a kazayas of chelev. The reason is because Rava's last question had been about grape seeds, so therefore Rav Ashi continues in the same vein. And then Tosfos goes on to say, even if we say chatzi shir osman atorda, Rabbi Yochanan would still say that the fact is it's only an isur ba'alma. When we say that a person is mushba ba'omin mehaus sinai, that he's be sworn from haus sinai not to do such and such, that would be only when therefore there are consequences for it, such as a korban or malchus or what have you. But even according to Rabbi Yochanan, tishir is also min atorah, but there's no consequences for it. It's only an isur. Therefore, Tosfa says that wouldn't be considered mushba ba'omin mehaus sinai. Therefore, his shvur would be able to take effect. But that's the question. Does he in fact mean for it to take effect, and even less than a kazayas, or because he's using the word Achila, does he still mean a kazayis? Tosfos also brings another possibility that you could have. Let's say he's making a shavur that he won't eat them derech hanaase in the normal way of eating them. Where min haTorah, a person is chayiv only kederech hanaase. Anyway, so that's the question. Does he mean a mashu, or the fact that he says lo oichal daite kazayis, and maybe he means an entire kazayis? Well, the Gemara says Toshma. Let's prove from the next Mishnah. When it says shvur shla uchal, shvur shla uchal, person says a shvur that I won't eat. The ochal nadevos etzreifas shkotzim urimasim. If then he eats things that are awesome and atarda to eat anyway, chayev, then he's chayev for violating his shvur. Reb Shimon poter, whereas Reb Shimon says he's poter. Vahavinan ba, and the next piece of Gemara after the next Mishnah, then we discuss that. Amai chayev, why would the Chum say he's chayev? Mushba va'un mahar Sinai, who isn't he already be sworn from Har Sinai not to eat these things, and therefore his new shvur can't have any effect? And the answer is two different answers. Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan and Amri, Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan all say that the answer is the case of the Mishnah would be where he's including things that are mutter with things that are also. So he says, for example, I won't eat any kind. So let's say, for example, he says I won't eat any kind of animal meat, whether it and therefore, so that includes kosher meat and it includes nevela meat. And now he goes and eats nevela, and therefore it's shvur can be chal because he wasn't be sworn from Har Sinai not to eat kosher meat. So the Resh Lakish, Amar Resh Lakish says, no, that doesn't work. The only way to make that mission work would be either if he specifies that I won't eat a half a shear, which would be according to the Chachamim, because we said before that Mefarish, he'd be chayav for even less than a shear. So if he says, I swear that I won't eat half a kazayas of nevela, now he eats the half kazayas, the Chacham will agree that he's chayav for violating the shvur. Or he doesn't mention the half kazayis at all. He just says, I won't eat. And we said before, Rabbi Akiva holds that then he's chayev for eating even less than a kazayis. Where Rabbi Akiva says that when the person asks himself, is a kol shehu and he's chayev for even less than a kazayis. Now, let's consider, says the Gemara, let's draw an analogy from that to Rav Ashi's case. Now, nevela, he's already sworn from Har Sinai not to eat. And that's exactly the equivalent of grape seeds for Nozir, where he's also sworn from Har Sinai once he took on himself Nazirus to not eat grape seeds. The time of the parish, and we're saying that according to Resh Lakish, only if he specifies and says that I won't eat less than a kazayis, then he's chayev for a korban, for a shvur, for eating less than a kazayis. Holoi parish, implying that if he didn't specify, die to a kazayis, then it means he has in mind a kazayis. Now, what does that mean? Then the shvur wouldn't be able to be effective because the shvur can't be chal on another shvur. So shmamina. So then that should prove that in the case of the nazir, he would in fact mean a kazayis, and therefore the shavua is actually not going to be effective at all. Because what would it be effective on? It's only going to be effective on a kazayis of grape seeds, and for that he's already mushba ba'omim Har Sinai. Marshall points out actually that this whole discussion really, so we had before Robert's question, when a person swears that I won't eat grape seeds, does he mean a kazayas or not? And we left it as teiku, because grape seeds by themselves are not edible, but they are edible together with other things. So the same way over here, this question by the nazir would really depend on that, would really depend on the two possibilities within Rava's earlier question. Marshall actually goes on to discuss in that case, we should say it's an intim saloymar. We should say that therefore Rav Ashi's question depends on one possibility within Rava's question, and that should answer Rava's question. Marshall says, because the fact is the Gemara didn't explicitly tie it together with Imtim Saloymar. If the Gemara had said Imtim Saloymar in Rava's question, such and such, then we have Rav Ashi's question, but the Gemara didn't do that, and therefore that's not a reason to say that we have the answer to Rava's question. So anyway, the point is, getting back to the Gemara, so according to Resh Lakish, that unless he specifies less than a kazayis, then he's chayev only if he eats, then his shavuah won't be effective, because his shavuah would mean only on a kazayis of nevela, and a kazayis is already mushba ba'omim Har Sinai, and there's no room for his shavuah to be chal. So that would be the answer to Rav Ashi's question as well. By a nozir, he says, I won't eat grape seeds, he's chayev only for kazayis. Well, since the Gemara says Shramina, good, then yeah, that proves that. Well, the question is, in that case, once we answer that, then Taka, why can't we answer Rava's question? Ela Kifshit Debori Rava. Well, based on that, we should be able to answer Rava's first question. So Marshall was talking about that on the face of it. This depends on Rava's second question about the grape seeds. But now, never mind that. The Gemara is saying, fine, like Marshall says, the Gemara hadn't tied them together with Imtim Salima, so you don't really have an answer. But now the question is, now we should be able to answer Rava's first question about the dirt, when he said a shvur that I won't eat dirt. Shvur shla urchal offer bakama, where we said if it's shvur that I won't eat dirt, how much does he need to be, does he need to eat to be chayav? Tifshit.
Yeah.
The Adi Ikazayas. Now, based on what Rosh Lakish said, you should answer that until the Itza Kazayas, he's not Chayev. The Nevela ka offer Damya, because after all, a Nevela is similar to dirt. Neither of them are something edible for Yid. The time of the parish, and only because he says that I'm swearing that I'm not going to eat less than a kazayas of nevela does it, is a shvur chal, holik parish, implying that it's not die to a kazayas, he means a kazayas. Well, then the same thing should apply to dirt, which is not edible for a yid either. And the answer is the Gemara says not the same thing. Loi, offer la barachila uklal. Dirt is completely inedible to Jews or to goyim. So therefore, you could say that maybe he means even a shear of less than a kazayis. Nevela basachila. The fact is, a nevela could be eaten. But al yehudu revia ale elave. It's only a lion is crouching on it, which is the Gemara's way of saying, in other words, that you have an Easter that prevents it from being eaten. It's not that in and of itself it's inedible, therefore you might well say that fine, when it comes to Nevela, the amount of Achila would be a Kazayas, and the problem is, if he says a Shavur that I won't eat Nevela, the Shavur can't be Chal, because he's already be sworn from Har Sinai not to, and therefore the only way for the Shavur to work would be if he says a half Kazayas. But when it comes to dirt, you might well say he might well be Chai for half a Kazayas anyway, because there's a difference between something which is actually inedible versus something which is halachically inedible. In other words, al yehudir v'yale would mean it's not in and of itself inedible, it's something that's halachically inedible, and therefore there might be the difference. So therefore, it still remains that Rava's question about when he made a shvua not to eat dirt, whether he'd be chayiv only if he eats a kazayas, or less than that, we still are left with a teku that we said before, that we can't compare it to nevela.